There was a dramatic scene last week in the Valerie Plame affair as New York Times reporter Judith Miller testified before a grand jury. She had previously refused and spent 85 days in jail. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the investigation into the matter could soon be coming to an end.
This is, so help me, my last comment on the tangled web of the CIA leak until we get some hard news from Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, whose 2 years of investigation have now lasted longer than the Watergate inquiry. Some word may come soon, now that Judith Miller, the last of the journalists involved, has been heard from. So let's recall how it all started. In his 2003 State of the Union address, President Bush, on the defensive because of his inability to find weapons of mass destruction to justify the coming war, said he'd heard from the British that Saddam Hussein had sought significant quantities of uranium in Africa. In the face of widespread doubts, the CIA was asked to send someone to Niger to confirm the assertion. The agency chose former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, an old Africa hand. He spent 8 days in Niger and found nothing. He then had the temerity to write in the New York Times that the administration was practicing deliberate deception. That clearly enraged administration officials, who launched what looks like a retaliatory strike, letting several journalists know that Wilson had been chosen for the assignment by his wife, who worked for the CIA. It is not clear whether they disclosed her name, Valerie Plame, or her undercover status in the CIA. A secret State Department memo had warned about such disclosure. Columnist Robert Novak, the first to reveal Ms. Plame's name and status, said he had two government sources. So, what courses are open to Prosecutor Fitzgerald? Indictment under the 1982 Intelligence Identities Protection Act, if it can be established that unmasking Ms. Plame was a deliberate act. Short of that, there could be an indictment for conspiracy, which is defined as acting towards a criminal end, like leaking security information. How high could indictments go? Despite earlier denials of involvement, it is now clear that Presidential Assistant Karl Rove and Vice Presidential Chief of Staff Louis Libby had some role in inviting reporters to dig further. Could this go higher? The prosecutor interviewed President Bush and Vice President Cheney at some length. It is not publicly known if they are implicated. It may be remembered that the Watergate grand jury wanted to indict President Nixon for obstruction of justice. When advised that a sitting president could not be prosecuted, the grand jury named him as an unindicted co-conspirator. This is Daniel Shore.